I'm Tobias Palmer. I'm running for town commissioner of Pittsburgh. I was born, raised in Pittsburgh pretty much my whole entire life. You know, seen a lot of things change. So definitely was inspired, being one of the main faces of Pittsburgh to come and, you know, just try to be the voice behind my town from where I grew up. The top three issues that I want to focus on is taxes, affordability, and the growth of Pittsburgh. So, of course, my number one is affordability for living. I'm a part of a community where when I was growing up, it was like on a fixed income type base. But it was very affordable back whenever I was growing up. And now that time has passed and years have gone along, you see that prices have risen quite a bit. And the lower income families are very impacted in a big way. Now you have, you know, families living from paycheck to paycheck, and it's a struggle. You don't like to see that. You know, families that were in the same area from where I grew up having to struggle just to live and just to make it out in the world today. The property taxes of everything now are starting to go up. This year, Pittsburgh is the fourth town. It's leading in property taxes. The fourth highest by leading in property taxes. I never thought I would ever see that. That's just kind of been one of those things that's where it's starting to kill the lower income families. And they're really struggling to live and having to move. We actually came across a lady in the community where I live at. She had a family member that was living in Pittsburgh for years and had to leave and go back to Ohio where she was from because she had sold her home, hoping to continue living in Pittsburgh to buy her a bigger house. And she couldn't afford it because of the prices of everything has gone up. And so she had to really like move back to Ohio where she was from. Growth is good, but also growth can be bad. And when I say that, growth in a good way, you know, you bring more people to the community to get to see what Pittsburgh has to offer, things that Pittsburgh has grown to be, but also having more growth can also hurt because now where do these people live? Where do they move to? How do we help the people that are coming in? What do we have to offer? What do they have to look forward to? Going off the motto, the live, work, and play model that we're going by, I do know that we need entertainment. We don't have no type of entertainment in Pittsburgh that would help keep the people that are wanting to move closer to Pittsburgh there. We need entertainment. We need relatively more restaurants and parks and recs. Me being one of those kids growing up playing in parks and recs throughout my whole entire childhood is very important. And more parks and, like I said, greenways for these kids to go and explore and just be a kid.
With the economy that we're living in right now, how hard it is, in my mind, I feel like more jobs should be provided. You know, there's a lot of jobs out here that are decreasing their numbers of workers that they need. And so that's why you see a lot of layoffs and a lot of people filing for unemployment. You know, it's tough. It's very tough to live out of here. So I feel like a lot of jobs need to be provided within the county as we continue to grow.
Stormwater is definitely important. You know, experiencing the last little flood we had, we have a lot of infrastructure that needs to be really updated when it comes to that. Drainage systems, having ponds that overflow water could possibly go to, those need to be developed more. You know, we don't have enough. My philosophy of downtown connectivity and the surrounding area, I see promoting a healthier lifestyle, having people be able to exercise and jog or walk or riding a bike from, you know, their homes just to come downtown and see what downtown has to offer, but also being able to explore the area more and understand like the upgrades that are starting to happen within Pittsburgh. When voters see my name this fall, not only considered as a hometown hero, being someone that has made it out from Pittsburgh, but also being someone that like, hey, we know he's confident and determined to make change. That was one of my main reasons why I wanted to run in this race is to make change to where I grew up. From seeing what it was to what it's become to what it's continuing to be, seeing the vision of it, just wanting to be, you know, heard, but also I want the community to be heard. The community can't always go out and just voice their opinion and need to be heard. But me being someone that they confide in, that they can talk to, you know, I want to be an ear, but then also be a voice to go out and tell what the community wants and needs are and what I see fit also as well from being a resident here ever since I was a little kid. That's pretty much my way of wanting to be seen on this ballot.